Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show, Brock Hunter.
Oh, man. Yeah, dude, I'm sore from working out. Seriously.
No, I'm not sore at all.
Getting out of the recliner does not count as working out, all right?
Yeah, I don't feel sore at all. Thought about working out, though. Yeah. Thought about it.
And that's enough to make you sore, trust me. Anyway, hey, let's keep moving here. It's time for your history lesson.
And now it's time for... This Day in History.
All right, Hunter, on this day in history, February 1st, 1919, the first Miss America was crowned in New York City. Here she comes, Miss America.
Steve Harvey called the wrong name in 1919.
Yeah, Steve Harvey's been doing it since 1919.
He still has a mustache.
It's such a weird thing. And you and I think we've ranted before about beauty pageants and everything. You know what? It's not that I care so much about the beauty pageants and parading these women up on stage and having them do a ball gown. And you know what I don't like? Is the question and answer portion. What are we doing here? I mean, come on now.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing? Glorifying this is like, hey, you got to look at me. Well, I need attention.
That's there. Like, we're never going to get away from that. With social media, we might as well accept it. What I think we need to get away from is what we should get away from with these pageants and all this crap is doing the question and answer portion. And not to sound, I don't know what's the term for it, but look, you're going to try and justify this ridiculous beauty standard competition by going, well, no. It's not all about looks because we're going to ask them questions and make them fumble through this just to make it seem like it's not all about looks. Okay, so you just had her in a bikini and now you're asking her about world politics.
Right.
What are you doing? Come on.
I got a question. Yeah. Is there a Mr. America?
I don't believe so.
No?
They may have done it before. I don't know. You want to see a bunch of dudes that, I mean, you have, I guess, bodybuilding competitions.
Hey, the question portion of this competition is legit interesting, then what's the difference? Why isn't there a Mr. America?
I don't know, buddy. Are you honestly upset that you didn't have your chance?
Nobody wants to see a bunch of dudes on stage answering questions. The Miss America is all about the bikini portion and a bunch of beautiful women up on stage. Don't beat around the bush.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's stop that.
We're trying to churching it up with your question portion of it. You know, and then, too, basically they just get raked over the coals for their answers, like that poor girl that it became a meme. Remember the blonde one?
Yeah, oh, yeah, dude, that was all over.
There.
What'd you expect?
Yeah.
Come on.
And not saying these girls are dumb, but it's just, what are we doing here? We are all here to see the outfits and the pageantry, not to see what Becky thinks about hunger in Sudan. You know what I mean? Like, well, what are we doing? What are we doing here?
Just a weird thing.
Yeah. Here she comes, Miss America. You know what I am excited for, though?
Not so much. Smile and they go, your face is frozen.
White caps everywhere. Ah! Yeah, white caps. Just
staring into the light.
That dead look in their eye because they've been having to do these pageants since they were four and their mom yelling at them in the back like, you didn't do the routine right, Becky. You know what I'm excited for? Forget about Miss America. Miss Universe, when we finally have contact with aliens, all right? And we got some hot alien babes up there on stage in bikinis, man. That's what I'm talking about, man.
Did you just hit a joint or something? Where did that even come from?
Because, look, we award Miss Universe, but there's no other planets involved in this.
Now I'm making the connection. I'm like, what?
No, we actually universe. Need people from the universe. So could you imagine a three-boobed alien from the planet Snorp Snorp? That's going to get my vote every single time. That's right. That's right. All right.
You're not wrong.
We can't say Miss Universe and not include other people from the universe.
Right. It's like in baseball claiming they're the world champion.
Exactly.
Who else did you play in the world?
Yeah. I mean, I guess Canada's involved in this, but come on now. That's kind of a stretch.
It doesn't count.
Here she comes, Miss America. All right, there you go. That is what happened on this day in history for 1919. We started the ridiculous tradition of pageantry for Miss America. All right, we're going to take a break. Your comedian for today is Dana Gould.